I'd like to say a big hello to everyone listening to us today. I'm Rob Christie. I'm here with my good friend, Jim Hamilton. We're talking about aspects of personal growth and transformation, and particularly Jim's work. I've been involved for decades in various aspects of personal growth and transformation, things I did personally, classes I took, and Jim's definitely in the top five, maybe number one, with regard to the people I've had the privilege of meeting who I think have something genuinely positive to offer someone who is into growth and transformation and looking for a system or systems that have actually been proven to work. Jim, I'd like to go back and touch on some of the different technologies, services, if you will, that you offer someone who shows up in your life, who has either been recommended or is intrigued by your work. If you will, let's get into those possibilities that are open to someone who comes to work with you.
Okay. And again, Rob, always a pleasure to spend time in our conversations and the things we dig around in and draw everybody along as we make discoveries right under our noses as we share ideas. So first off, of course, I have five books now. Visionaries Thrive in All Times is the first one, Blueprint for Reality Creation. The second book is Core Resonance, Ultimate Personal Performance. The third book is Beyond Words, Thoughts Become Awareness. Fourth book is What If Prosperity Has Nothing to Do with Money? And the fifth book is The 12 Premises of Core Resonance, Colonies, Ultimate Personal Performance. I think I got that right. No. Anyway, I'm surprised I got through all five of them. So the books are a product of what I've been learning, because thank God I learned. I mean, this whole consciousness project for me has been a documentation of what I've learned. And I've been very fortunate because I have been writing and documenting since the beginning, to the point that I've ended up with five books and 180 articles. And the whole thing is all, it's been kind of an ascension process of my discoveries. And so my written material is really interesting. I'm starting to do blogging now. This is a part of that. Of course, I have a newsletter that you can access from my homepage at coreresonance.com, coreresonance.com. And I'm also offering some technologies, and just recently I've divided the technologies into mind-based and what I call nervous system-based, because nervous system-based is a much bigger project to quiet the nervous system. It takes a lifetime of meditation to truly quiet the nervous system. And so it's not something you do on a whim. And actually, if you don't have a lifetime to quiet the nervous system, because it takes so long, you're out of luck. But Core Resonance is a technology based on neurofeedback to rapidly quiet the nervous system. I've discovered how to give the brain exercises through neurofeedback so the brain can organize itself and clean itself up. In other words, with neurofeedback and electrodes on the scalp, and all they're doing is picking up the brain firing, we can give the brain exercises so that it discovers itself through the hardware software. And as it discovers itself, it reorganizes itself, kind of like a technology mirror. So that's and I have had massive and interesting results with that. In fact, I would suggest that core resonance can actually deliver one to the ascension process, because ascension is the opposite of resistance, the opposite of overload. And as you clean all of this debris out in the brain and the nervous system, and the whole thing quiets down and your connection becomes enabled, you simply become blended with source. And that is the ultimate aim of all of my work. But the other division in core resonance or my work is now called Visionaries Lab. And Visionaries Lab is all mind-based technology, because mind-based is much easier to access. In other words, you carry your mind around with you. It's available all the time. And how I actually got started in much of this was learning about affirmations and goal setting. In fact, I was retired by 30 with a 40-foot sailboat by harnessing the subconscious mind and goal setting and meditation. And so what I've recently done, I think it was late 2022, only 3, 4 months ago, actually probably go back to the middle of the year 2022, I decided to revamp core resonance back to its origins and start teaching. In other words, I topped out where I wanted to go with core resonance, the neurofeedback end of things. And I wrote an article titled States of Being as Feeling, where I was able to identify the higher octaves of consciousness as different states. Joy is a state, elation is a state, gratitude is a state. And the higher you go, the less resistance, the less overload, the more blending with source, the higher your state becomes. And I actually stopped after I wrote that article, because I wanted to go back and collect what it is I've learned over the last 20 years. And so now Visionaries Lab is the focus, and Visionaries Lab is about mind-based technologies. And the best way to work with the mind is to saturate it with certain types of ideas, so that the mind's output becomes more like what we'd like it to be, rather than it kind of running on its own, which most of us have quite a bit of experience with, all the chatter and it running on its own. So through consciousness, we can train the mind to deliver a different type of result, or a specific type of result, which could very well be about blending with source. And so that's a little bit about the tools available. I have some other things, but that's kind of the primary thing right now.
I'd like to go back to the nervous system based offerings, if we could, for a minute. Most people, who've had any experience with personal growth at all, have probably meditated or learned some system meditation. So I'm imagining that our listeners have some feel for what that's about. Could you compare and contrast meditation with the nervous system based technology that you were describing earlier? I really got that it's faster, which is a big deal, particularly for those of us who may not have that many years left. But could you compare and contrast meditation with the technology you've discovered that's based on neurofeedback?
Okay, so first, I have almost a lifetime of meditation. I'm right at, I think November this year will be 50 years background in meditation. And so, first off, that's quite a, when I say an accomplishment, it isn't anything that I can go around strutting my stuff, because when I was 23 and started meditating, that's not an ego-driven thing. I just happen to have a lifetime of meditation, for which I have an interesting vantage point that a lot of people don't have. I will say, and I dated a woman in Guadalajara for a while, and she and her brother were lifetime meditators, but so were their parents. And so, talking about DNA and this and that from maybe an earlier talk, when you're a second generation meditator, you have something that a first generation meditator doesn't have. And that is kind of a backdrop for understanding the world you're entering, which I did it just kind of from scratch and have accumulated a lot of knowledge, but I didn't have the fortune of understanding why I was doing it, other than I wanted to kind of escape the certain amount of overload I was in at the time when I was 23. And so my point is that meditation, there's different gradients of it. And I will just for fun, I'll add, I've heard stories about people at Maharishi University in Fairfield, Iowa, that were meditating 16, 18 hours a day. And they became really, really, really spacey. In fact, I think in some respects, they didn't accomplish much in their lives because all they did was meditate. And so the point becomes, in my personal experience, while I've been a meditator my whole life, I've always had goals. And I've always, I was after my sailboat for so long and the different things I've wanted to do. And I've combined meditation with an active life. And so I throw that out as an idea, something to think about. But in some respects, the problem with meditation, and by the way, meditation is entirely natural. And I would also say you have mind, guided meditations. And while those deliver an introspective component, what we really want to learn how to do is a meditation where we use a mantra to kind of keep the mind busy until we disappear. Because meditation is actually an experience of no mind. That is actually the goal of meditation is no mind. And the curious thing is you can't use the mind to get out of the mind. So meditation is a technique that's ancient that allows people to move to a state where they can move out of the mind for periods of time. And sometimes people concentrate on a candle until they kind of disappear. And by the way, meditation is very enjoyable once you learn that meditation is about relaxing, and I don't mean sleeping, but you don't force meditation. You don't push the noise away. You allow it, and as you move into more allowing, meditation becomes more available, and eventually the mind becomes silent, and that's the beauty of it. Again, I like to say two generations of meditation is far more interesting than one generation, and most of us don't have anywhere near that. And so, core resonance with what I've discovered, I was introduced to neurofeedback by my second physicist, and I had the interesting situation of selling $1 million worth of neurofeedback in a 14-month period. And what I did was I caused and challenged my clients. And by the way, that $40,000 for the gear, or they were doing 10 sessions for 1700. And what I was causing them to do was document what they were discovering. And that became the beginning of understanding the depth of the possibility of what neurofeedback's capable of. And what I ended up doing was breaking away. So I initiated my discoveries about neurofeedback through my client base and in my own experiences. I had a kind of a broad range of information of discovery, and I was asking them to look for newfound synchronicity. I was asking them to what were they getting from the neurofeedback? That's what I was looking for. And so we became where we were looking for the benefits of doing these sessions that we're paying, in some respects, a fortune for. And what eventually happened, I broke away from that company because that guy wasn't anyway. And eventually turn neural feedback on its head, and I used it entirely differently. And I learned how to let the brain find itself through the hardware software rather than starting with a brain map and somebody in the lab coat deciding what your brain looked like and decided what your brain needed to fix your brain. And so I learned how to let the brain rediscover itself through the hardware software. Let the brain reorganize itself through the hardware software. And what I ended up achieving was a massively more quickly, whoa, words don't go together, method of quieting the brain, which is a single part of the nervous system, because that's what meditation does over a lifetime. is the nervous system quiets down. And yes, you'll have benefit, sometime in as little as a couple of weeks, because you'll go just that beginning to become internally quiet makes a difference. But when I discovered how to let the brain discover itself through the hardware software and reorganize itself, because the brain's about efficiency. And as it becomes, normally the brain gets its information sorted by the mind or translated or interpreted by the mind. And so the brain doesn't get that much direct information. Now, when you're little and you fall and, learning balance, that's brain learn. Riding bicycles, brain learn. Swimming is a brain learn. But most everything that the brain does right now is based on overload, and the mind has a big part in interpreting all of that. So when we allow the brain to have direct experiences with itself, that is entirely new. It's entirely unique. I think 5% of the neurofeedback world understands this. Probably the TM people, they do a lot of work with neurofeedback. They probably understand this concept. And I, as with everything, I tend to trip into things, and luckily I've been writing all along. So now core resonance is a very evolved technology. It's meant to be used by six people, shared by six people. And maybe we'll talk about the map of consciousness and how that ties into all of it. But
It's clear to me from your comments, Jim, that core resonance is a faster way to quiet the mind than meditation. Is that a fair statement? And question number two, summarize from your point of view the benefits of quieting the mind.
well, okay, first off, what we're doing with neurofeedback is we're quieting the brain. And as the brain quiets down, the mind quiets down. So we're not really quieting the mind. Meditation, you might say it's about quieting the mind, but what ultimately happens is the brain quiets down, because the brain on overload is what goes on. We're all in overload because the brain attempts to process all of our life experiences. And so the brain on overload is really the source of the problem. And I believe that when we had access to guidance, we didn't even have a mind as we think about the I part of us, the I importance. And so meditation is used to ultimately quiet the nervous system, for which the mind quiets down. That's the way I would explain it. And it's people could argue it's the opposite, but what I've really come to see is that when you use core resonance, what we do is we quiet. So listen, so this is an important idea, and this is why I kind of throw it out the way I do. Core resonance can rapidly cause the nervous system, the brain, of which the brain is the single biggest part, to rapidly diminish its overload, because the core resonance can allow the brain to discover itself, for which the brain reorganizes itself, the brain quiets down. And as the brain quiets down, our subtle connection with source becomes enabled, because you see, our nervous system as a whole is like a living antenna system, for which the brain is just a single part of it. We could get into what neurons are made of and microtubules and all that. But the point is, when you quiet the nervous system, that natural state of connection with source becomes enabled. And as it becomes enabled, the mind subsides. There's something huge in that.
Amen.
There's something huge in that, because the mind is the guard dog for the brain on overload, and the mind will not put itself aside. It will not, but it does respect the connection with source, and it will subside to that. And we achieve that by quieting the nervous system with this type of neurofeedback that I've developed, that's entirely different from most of what's out there. And I'll tell you what, algorithms are not what I'm talking about. Algorithms is just a type of control and a type of programming. What we want is nature itself to reestablish the brain. And so by giving the brain access to itself through the hardware software, it discovers itself, reorganizes itself, quiets down, means the nervous system quiets down, connection opens up, mind subsides. There's your big game right there.
So, my dear friends listening to us today, if you would like to quiet your mind so that you can establish a connection with Source or God, send an email to the man I'm talking to this morning.